What happens when you mix cornstarch and water? Day to Day's Alex Chadwick wondered the same thing, so he decided to conduct a little experiment. And kids, you can try this one at home.
I'm back in the kitchen at NPR West with my friend Joe Palca, NPR science correspondent, for another experiment using things from daily life that are going to teach us something about the world. I have here a box of cornstarch.
Right, but it may look like a box of cornstarch to you, but in fact what it is the starting material for a discussion of non-Newtonian liquids.
And we're going to begin that discussion here with by mixing the cornstarch.
That's right.
When you mix cornstarch with water,
That's right.
You get this very odd consistency, and here it is. Mm-hmm.
You called it
oobleck.
Yeah, well, I called it oobleck, but you know.
This is a pound of cornstarch and about a cup of water. You put it in there. Okay. This is in a big bowl.
Now, Alex, you want to stir that together for me?
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing the kneading. That's beautiful.
I'm moving this stuff in my hands, and when I squish it together, I can make a solid kind of a ball. It's a little bit like Play-Doh or something, but I stop squishing it. It turns to liquid and drains away. I wish we had a room full of five-year-olds here because they would go nuts over this.
Okay, so you want the explanation?
What is this?
This is an example of something that's called a non-Newtonian liquid. Now, what's a Newtonian liquid? Water. Water is a Newtonian liquid.
This is after Isaac Newton?
Yeah, Isaac Newton.
Yeah.
You stir water. The harder you stir, the water pushes back. It resists your attempt to stir it around, right?
Uh-huh.
But it resists in equal proportions. You stir a little bit harder, it pushes back a little bit harder. You stir a lot harder, it pushes back a lot harder. Oobleck, cornstarch and water is non-Newtonian. You stir a little bit, it pushes back a little bit. You stir a little bit harder, it pushes back like a rock.
Yeah.
And it stops you dead in your tracks. So it's an example of a liquid that behaves almost like a solid when you put pressure on it. And then when you stop putting pressure on it, when you stop pushing it together, it goes back to being a liquid.
Now, why does it do that? Why doesn't everything... I thought Isaac Newton wrote inflexible laws that applied absolutely everything.
No, there were things that were violating the laws. And the molecular structure of the materials inside these molecules, these starch molecules and how they come together, are actually behaving differently. Now, non-Newtonian liquids... We're done with that now.
I have to stop playing with the oobleck.
You keep playing with it, but I'm going to tell you something.
Okay, go ahead.
There's two directions we can go with this, Alex. You know, there's the kind of non-Newtonian liquid that you push harder on it and it gets more solid.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another kind where you push harder on it and it gets more liquidy. Can you think of one like that? Oh, it's such a great example. Ketchup.
Ketchup?
Ketchup is a non-Newtonian liquid. And you know how you know this? You ever hold a bottle of ketchup and it won't come out? And
right.
It won't come out?
Yeah.
You go, bang, bang,
bang,
and it won't come out?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
wham,
whoosh, it starts coming out? Once it starts moving, it moves faster.
It's more liquidy.
That's right. It's more liquidy. It's sort of solid in the jar. But once you start moving it, it gets liquidier. When it stops, it doesn't spread all across your plate. It stuffs into a little puddle, right?
Joe, the thing I like about our kitchen science experiments is I learn things that are so applicable to my daily life.
Absolutely. Now you can, have a ketchup and a hamburger and science, too.
And understand it.
Great.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
You're very welcome.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate Magazine Online. I'm Madeline Brand.